Now, achas, yevam, achas, all these cases applies. Whether it's a yevam, achas, achas, yevam, achas, where your brother only had one wife, liyav, mechat, where only one brother was alive now, ve'achas, shtei yevamois, liyav, mechat. The same cases could apply in a case where your brother had two wives, two yevamois, liyav, mechat, one yevam. But all these cases we had applies. Now, ketzed. Now we'll go to explain it. So Rashi says, ketzed means, b'shtei yevamois liyav mechot. Now we'll go to explain what's going to happen when your brother had two wives to one yavam. One brother was alive, and your brother that died had two wives. Ketzed. Also, maime bezu, or maime bezu. Let's say you made maime to the first one, and then you made maime to the second one. So this chur was the first machlokes we had that will become leal in the beginning of the Mishnah said, ein maime racha maime. That the second maime means nothing. But the Chachamim argue, and now we're going to quote the Chachamim, that Yesh Maimer Racha Maimer, when he gave Maimer to the first one, Midiraisit means nothing. Midirabonim Yomakadisho. But the second one, Midiraisit, there's still Zokah, there's still Zika from him. Therefore, when you give the second one Maimer, it's also Chal Midirabonim. That's the Chom Shita. So that's what we're going now, that also Maimer Bezu, Maimer Bezu, is the Alocha Midirabonim, Srichoi Shnei Gitin. You have to give both of them a get. Because Midrabbonin, that first Maimah, that Kesef Kedushin that you gave him, was Kedushin Midrabbonin. So you have to give them both a get Midrabbonin. V'chalitza, how do you take away the Zikim Midiraisa? You have to give one of them Chalitza. Either one you give Chalitza is enough. That's what's good Midiraisa. What you did so far is only in the Rabbonins that you made a Kedushin Midrabbonin, and therefore you have to give them a get Midrabbonin. But Abad, you have to give them Chalitza to Pater, the mitzvah of Zika, of Yibam. What about Maimer Bezu Veget Lezu? Let's say one wife you gave Maimer, you make Kesef Kedushin. Veget Lezu, and then the second one you gave a get. So since you gave the second one a get, this could even go according to Gamliel. That Mashma Maimer, you have a get Acha Maimer. So when you gave the second one a get, Midirabonin, it's like you started Chalitza. So since you started Chalitza with one of them, now the din is you can't be Miyab neither one of them. Because when you give Chalitza, you can't make Yivim anymore. So what he has to do is tzricha get. You have to give the first one a get because midrabbonin you made kedushin with her. You have to get rid of that kedushin. You have to give her a get. The chalitza, and the only etza now is you have to give one of the two chalitza. Midrabbonin you can't be miyab either one of them because since you gave a get to one of them, it's like you started chalitza. You can't make yibum, but midraisa you didn't do anything yet. Therefore, the chalitza you have to give one of the two chalitza. Rashi says, "Maim lezu veget lezu." When you give the second one a get, it passes you, you can't be miyab in the first one anymore. Because midrabbonin, when you give one a get, it's like you gave a chalitza, that there's a lav now to live with any of them. That's the lav of kivin shalai bono shuv lo yivna. When you gave chalitza, since you did not do the mitzvah yibum, you can't do it anymore. Now what do you have to do? It's tzricha get the mamaroi. You have to give a ghetto to the first one that you made maimer with. The chalitza lizikosa, and you have to give chalitza also to do the mitzvah diraisa. The chalitza lemaskiya kedushin, because just chalitza alone is not enough. Because chalitza by itself will not take away the maimer, the kedushin you made with the first one. The get, I just give the first one a get, is also no good. Lemaskiya zika, because the get like does nothing with diraisa. So therefore, just the fact you give the first one a get, that only takes away the kedushin, the rabbonin, the maimer that you made with her. But to take away the zika, the mitzvah, the raisa, you have to give the chalitza. What about maime bezu ubo lezu? Let's say you first made kedushin with one of them. And now, instead of being miyabim her, you went to miyabim the other one. So maise midrabbonin, you didn't have hair right now. Because midrabbonin, since you made maime with the first one, that's your wife. You're not allowed to be miyabim the second one anymore. Because midrabbonin, the first one, like, was your wife. So the second one has no mitzvah yibim anymore, midrabbonin. So when you made bia with the second one, midrabbonin, you didn't have era. Midiraisa, the second bia helps, the first one means nothing. So what do we have to do here? Is tzricha is beis gitin. What you have to do now is you have to give them both a get. You have to give the first one a get, midrabbonin, because you gave her maimer. So you have to get rid of that maimer, you have to give her a get. The second one that you were bo'al, now midiraisa, you're kind of her. Midiraisa, you did the mitzvah yibum. Because the maimer means nothing. So when you made bia with the second one, that's the mitzvah yibum. So the second one is your wife completely midiraisa. So now that since midrabbanan though you're doing an aveir, you can't stay married to her, you have to give her a get. And that's a get midiraisa. V'chalitza. But midirabonin though, you still have to give a chalitza. Because since that first bia, the second bia you made, was a bia psula, it was a bia that the rabbanon said you're not allowed to make. Because the first one was maima, the first one was your wife already. So you were not allowed to make bia with the second one. That's called a bia psula. So in the case where you have a bia psula, the din is midirabonin, you still have to make chalitza. Midiraisa, you would not have to make chalitza. Because midiraisa, you were miyabim the second one, your kindness, she's your wife, you took off the din zika. So midirabonin though, the second bia is not so good, therefore midirabonin, you still have to give the chalitza. Rashi says, maima lezu ubolazu. Also, l'kayama, you're not allowed to stay married to the second one. Toil k'maisa gidebei, since the first one you made maima with, hegel l'shnei batim, it's like you miyabim midrabonim the first one, you're not allowed to be miyabim the second one. Therefore, midrabonim l'tzricha shnei gitin, you have to give them both a get. Zu get the mamora, you have to give the first one a get to take away the maima you made with them. V'zu get libiyosle, the second one, that's a get like midiraisa already. You made bia with her, you kind of midiraisa, but the rabbanon said you can't stay married to her, you have to give her a get. V'chalitza liachas mieni, you still have to give one of them chalitza. Obatera sarosa. Ava beget l'chud l'navke b'ailas bia. Hoil de bia psulhi. Since it was a bia psula at the time you did it, midrabbanon, you weren't allowed to do it, that does not take off the zika midrabbanon. Therefore, to take off the zika completely with Rabbanon, you still have to have chalitza. Now, Mishnah says weiter, what's going to be maime b'zu v'cholas l'zu? Again, your brother had two wives when he died, so now first you went and gave maime to one of them. So with Rabbanon, you make kedushin with one of them. If you wanted to, you could have been miyavma then. But instead, v'cholas l'zu, you went to the second one and gave the second one chalitza. Now, midiraisa, that's it. Chalitza helps, and you're finished. But with Rabbanon though is a Rishon HaTzricha get. With Rabbanon you still have to give the first one a get. Since you gave her Kedushin first, with Rabbanon that Kedushin was Chal, so now to get rid of her, you have to give her a get also. But that's it. Because the second one you gave Chalitza, that's what takes off the Zika, both with Raisa and with Rabbanon, the Zika goes off. What about get Lezu, the get Lezu? Let's say again, two brothers, two of them, you gave each one a get. So now, the locher is, according to Chom Shita, Tzrichais, this is according to everybody, Tzrichais Semena Chalitza. That's Chita, you have to still give Chalitza. Because Midiraisa, the get means nothing. You gave both of them a get, so what? Midiraisa, the get is nothing by Yevama. She's still Zokik to you. So, and Midiraisa, really, you could make Yibim if you want to. Because Midirabonim, though, the din is that once you made a get, it's like you started to make Chalitza already, so what you have to do now is only give a Chalitza. That's all. That's what it says in the Mishnah, get lezev, get lezu, is tzricha semena chalitza. That's the only eitz you have now. You have to give either one of them chalitza, that's the way you put it here. What about get lezu ubo lezu? So first you gave your get to one of your brother's wife. So now, with the rabbanon, you're not allowed to make yibim anymore, you only have to make chalitza. But ubo lezu, you didn't listen to the rabbanon, you made bia with the second one. Now, with your isa, the bia is chal, she's your wife 100%. So the halacha is tzricha get. You have to give the second one a get, because she's really your wife. But midirabonin though, since you were not supposed to make that bia, it's called the bia of suli, you did something wrong there. So midirabonin, that bia does not take off all the zika. Therefore b'chalitza. Therefore midirabonin, you still have to give the chalitza. Because since the bia you made was the bia of psula, still you have to give the chalitza midirabonin. Right. Either one of the two you give chalitza to. So with Midrabonin, that bia does not help, does not take off the zika, since it was a bia psula. Therefore, Midrabonin, the zika is still here. You have to give either one of the two, you have to give them chalitza. Right, what about get lezu or maime bezu? Again, the two wives, your brother died, you gave one of them a get. Get lezu or maime bezu? You gave the second one a maime. Now, Midiraisa, you did nothing so far. In the Rabbanon, when he gave the first one a get, you're not allowed to really make maima in the second one. You can't live with her anymore. So, halacha is, tzricha get. You have to give the second one a get now. Because in the Rabbanon, you made kedushin, so you have to give her a get. For chalitza, but about to take away the zika, midiraisa, you have to give chalitza now. To make yibum, you can't do anymore, because the Rabbanon said nothing doing. Mid Rabbanon, since you gave the first one a get, it's like you started chalitza, you can't make yibum anymore. So, therefore, the din is the chalitza, you have to give a chalitza. What about get lezu v'cholas lezu? Let's say you gave one get, and then the second one you gave chalitza. So the chura finished, that's it. The Mishnah says, you don't have to do anything more. You gave the first one a get. That midiraisa means nothing. Even in the Rabbanan, all you did was like you started the chalitza. But get by itself means nothing. You don't have to do anything else to her. Now that you gave the second one chalitza, that finishes it. That's the mitzvah of Yibum. You gave chalitza in Fatik. You don't have to go give another get to the first one. You only gave a get in the first place. So, Einach a chalitza klum. About you only gave a get and then a chalitza, that's it. You don't have to do anything else. What about cholatz for cholatz? Let's say you gave chalitza to one, and then you gave chalitza to the second one. So pshita means nothing. The second chalitza is nothing. And avada, she can still get married to a kohen, and you're not also with a kroivim. The second chalitza means nothing. Oy cholatz v'yosamayma. Also the same thing. First you gave chalitza to one. So that you gave a chalitza, it's no more zika, midiraisa now, the other one is also to you with a lav. She's a chayv lavin. Of kivin shaloi bono shub lo yivna. Since you did not make yibum, you only gave chalitza, midiraisa now, they're both also to you with a chayv lavin. And now Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Akiva Shita, so therefore first you gave chalitza, and then you make a maimah, you makadisha, the kedushin of that chal, because since she's a chayv lavin to you, we hold chayv lavin, kedushin of that chal. Or else, let's say, no san get. Uboal. No san get uboal. These are all gone. The first you gave a chalitza. And then you gave a get. Or then you made a bia. Is all these things with Mishnah soon going to end off. Ein acha chalitza klum. All these things mean nothing. Since you gave chalitza first, that's it. A get afterwards means nothing. Even if you made bia with the second one, also nothing is chal. Because we're going to come to Rabbi Kiva Shrita, since she's a chai, we're laughing to you right now, ein acha chalitza klum. Now another chiddush is like this. Oy boal. Let's say you're meyabim first one of them. You're meyabim one. So that's it. Midiraisi, you're mekayim the mitzvah yibum. She's your wife. Now the other one is a laugh to you now. Because that's the locha, you can't be meyabim your brother's two wives, only one, by yisechav, leshnei batim. So you made beer with one. Now uboal. Then you made bia with the second one. The second bia is not chal. Since she's also to you, according to Rabbi Kiva, nothing is chal. Oy boal v'yosamayimah. Or else you made bia with the first one, you did the mitzvah, and then you made mayimah kedushin with the second one. Again, that means nothing. Kedushin is nothing. Since she's a chayv alavin to you, kedushin is not chal. What about nosan get? You gave the second one a get. V'cholatz, or you gave the second one a chalitza. Is the klal is ein acha chalitza klum. There's no din after chalitza, and like Rashi speaks out, who are din after yibum? Once you gave the first one chalitza, that's it. Anything you do after that means nothing, according to Rabbi Akiva Shita. Because when you give the first one chalitza, or else you're meyabim the first one, either one of those two cases, now whatever you do to the second one means nothing. Because when you gave yibum or chalitza to the first one, you did the mitzvah, and now there's a lav to live with the second one. So according to Rabbi Akiva, chayv lav and kedushin is not chal. So if you give the second one maimer, it's not chal. You make bia with the second one, it's a bia, it's nus, nothing is chal. You give her a get, she's not your wife to give her a get. You give a chalitza, she's not to yivam to give a chalitza. Whatever you do to the second one means nothing. Therefore, she's not also to a kain, and she was never called your wife, and her kroivim, her relatives, are mutter to you. Then the Mishnah just sends off, bein yavam echod, all these cases apply whether your brother had two wives and who's alive now is only one brother, only one Yavam to two Yavamis, Bain or the opposite way. Shnei Yavam, in the case we had two brothers alive, the Yavam Achat, that your brother that died only had one wife, so his one wife fell now to his two brothers, all these cases you have, these are the lochas here. Yeah, turn off. Then the Mishnah says, Cholatz v'yoso maimer. Let's say you made chalitza first. Cholatz. Then v'yoso maimer. Then you gave maimer to the second one. Chorot pshita, nothing is chalik, we had before. Once you gave chalitza, maimer means nothing. This says it because it wants to say a machlokes here. What about nosan get ubol? You gave the get to the first one. Cholatz, you gave chalitza first. V'yoso maimer, you made maimer. No san get, or else you gave her a get, ubol, or else you made bia. It's the same klal, ein acha chalitza klum. Oy bol, or else the case first you made bia. Then, v'yosu maimer with the second one, or else for no san get, v'cholatz, here's the klal, ein acha chalitza klum. Nothing is chal, like we said before, just repeating itself. If you gave chalitza first, or you gave yibum bia first, after that nothing is chal. Now, bein betchila, bein biemtza, bein besoif. Doesn't make a difference, it was at the beginning, at the end, in the middle, that's the klal. Once you gave chalitza, whatever happens afterwards means nothing. Once you make bia, whatever happens after that, it means nothing. Yes, Rashi like this, bein betchila, bein biemtza. Bein maimo leget, kagoin get lezu, becholas lezu. Let's say first you gave the get to one, and then you gave the chalitza to the second one. V'choza v'yosav v'maimer, and then you made maimer. Oy bebalas haget, yez loy mahani maimer, v'loy boy get l'mamore. Once you gave chalitza, even though it was in the middle, whatever you do after the chalitza means nothing. Hu adin basoif, Rashi's basoif means, acha maimer v'get. Let's say first you gave maimer to one, then you gave a get. Then cholat, then he gave chalitza. And then achre klum. The chalitza gemuri, it's called the good chalitza. If you hold our oved maimer, if after this you make maimer again, lo boy get the chalitza gerishin gemurin he. The koma balav gomer alay. The avaka the chalitza psula heavy. That's the chiddish. Even though the chalitza was in the middle, was a chalitza psula, but once you gave the chalitza, that's it. Ein acha chalitza klum. Whatever you do after the chalitza is not chal. Now, and the Tanakhama says the same thing by beer also. Whenever you make the beer, let's say at the beginning or in the middle or at the end, when you make the beer, that's it. And whatever you do after the beer, if you give a mimer after the beer, that means nothing. Now, Mara says, that's by chalitza. The Mishnah says, now we have bila. What about bila? Bizman shibatchila, when you make bia first, you make yibum, and you koina, then the din is ein achre klum. Then whatever you do afterwards is not chal. If you make a maimer afterwards, it means nothing. Again, according to Rabbi Kiva, since you made bia first, you koina, the other one now is a lav, and chayv lav, kedushin is not chal. Ma shenken biemtzu vasoif, yesh achre klum. That's what Tanakhama holds. If let's say first you made maimer with one, and then you made bia with the second one, then we say yeshach reklum. Since that's called the bia psula, the bia doesn't help, you have to give her a get anyway, it's commander lester dummy. So if you make the bia be emtso basoif, then yeshach reklum. We don't consider like that bia was turned to kinyan gomer, and if after you make bia with the second one, let's say first you gave the get to the first one, then you made a bia with the second one. Now lemaisa midrabon and the second bia is no good. Since it's no good, let's say now you go back to the first one and give a mimer. The locher is you'll have to give her a second get for that mimer. There is something after bia when the bia was only b'em so b'seif. Rabbi Nechem Yeroy Meno, achas bila v'achas chalitza. They both had the exact same halachas. That bein betchila, bein b'emtza, bein b'seif, ein achre klum. That in case we have again two wives, and you start off, let's say you gave the first one mimer. And then you make bia with the second one, healed, that's it. The bia you made with the second one, with the rice, so that takes away all the zika, there's no more zika anymore. Therefore, if you go back to the first one and make another mimer, do something else, ain't acha bia klum. Well, that is true, you gave a get to the first one. And then you made bia with the second one. And now you went back to the first one and made mimer again. That's the machlekes. According to the Tanakhama, since the bia was only b'emtza, when you make maimer again, you have to take care of that maimer. You'll have to give her a get with the rabbonin. And the chemia says no. Once you give one bia, that's it. You koina midiraisa like. There's no more than zika here. What you do after that, it means nothing. So after machlokes here, if you made bia b'emtza, a bia psula, so you also have this klal of ein acha bia klum. And the Gemara will see. The Gemara will explain all these cases. Gemara says like this. So the Mishnah again started off that the Gamliel says ein get acha get v'lo maimer acha maimer. That if you give one a get, the second get means nothing. If you give one maimer, the second one means nothing. So Gemara says ad kan lo plugi ela beget acha get u'maimer acha maimer. That if you give one maimer, the Gamliel says now that you give a second one, it means nothing. Because he has a monoshach. If the first one is chal, she's your wife, you can't give the second one maimer. You give the first one a get, if get is like chalitza, midrabbonin, so midrabbonin, you can't do anything to the second one. There's no din to give a second get, it means nothing. The Gemara's medayik though, avol get echad, biyivoma, or maimer echad, biyivoma, mahani, The mashma, if you give one a get, and then the second one you give a maimer, there he agrees it means something. And he'll have to take care of the second maimer. He holds yesh maimer acha get. So Mura says, my timer, what's the reason? My timer. What's Pshanam Gamliel? Why does he hold ain maimaracha maimer, but there is a maimaracha maget? So Mura says like this. Omer Rabbonin, get the Yevama Mahani. Mid Rabbonin, there's such a thing, if you give a Yevama get, it helps. Why? Midiraisa get means nothing. Tezikah, you have to make Yib Mochalitza. Midiraisa get means nothing. Why did the Rabbonin say that such a thing as a get? Mishum de Mahani Baalma, because all over get helps. So it's like this. The Yamrit Loi Mahani, if you tell me here by Yivama, by your brother's wife, if you give her a get, it means nothing. Amri, people are going to say like this. Get Loitzi. Usually when you have a wife and you want to get rid of her, you give her a get. That's how you get rid of her. The Chalitza Loitzi. By your Yivama, how do you get rid of your Yivama? You give a Chalitza. So people are going to say now, if you give her a get, and get doesn't help, even with Rabbonin, and people like Amaratim will make a mistake, and they'll say, well, me to get lemahani, since by this lady you get did not help, chalitza nama lemahani. People say chalitza also means nothing. And even after they give a chalitza, for yosel amivul acha chalitza, they'll come to make beer after the chalitza. They'll think for some reason this lady you can't get rid of her. Just like we gave her a get, nothing happened. So they'll think, what then if you give a chalitza also nothing happened, that you can make beer afterwards. So therefore the Rabbanan said that when you give her a get, that's it. You're not allowed to make beer anymore. A get with the Rabbanan is like you start a chalitza, you can't be miyabmer anymore. That's why a get helps with the Rabbanan by Yivama. Now, on my time, Amr Rabbanan, Maimah B'Yivama, how come the Rabbanan said if you give kesef, you mekadesha, the kedushin is chal with the Rabbanan? Again, midiraisa, there's no kedushin chal. Midiraisa, kedushin can't be chal at all. Because midiraisa, before you make bia, she's an erva to you. She's your brother's wife. The Torah was mat you only to make a bia. So when you make a bia, it's muta. But before you make a bia, though, the kedushin is not chal at all. Yeah. So Mara says why? The Amrit, Le Man, if you can say over here that Maim Kedushin doesn't help even the Rabbonin, Amrit people say like this, Maimer Liknois, Maimer Yekaina, Maimer the Kenyan Kedushin all over. Obia Liknois, by Yevama, how are Yekaina? By making Bia. Now, me the Maimer Le Mahani, people are going to say, since when you make Kedushin, it meant nothing here, people will say, Bia Nami Le Mahani, the Bia also means nothing. V'yosel Amiv Olacha Bia. They'll come to make beer with the second one also. They think they made beer with the first one. You weren't kainer yet. So I think you can make beer with the second one also. So therefore, the Rabbanan had to say that no, Kedusha means something. That you should know when you Mekadosh Yevama does mean something. So they know when you make beer with the first one, that's it. You can't live with the second one. Now, in my time, Amar Rabbanan, Biya Psula, Yeshach Reklum, how come the Rabbanan said that when you make a Biya Psula, there is something afterwards? So Rashi says, "In my time, Rabbanan, be of sulah shachrer, zikas yivamim, k'net nan liyel as you had before, ma'ime bezu, obor lezu. Let's say you made ma'ime to the first one, and then you made beer to the second one. So the din is tzricha shne gitmiyad. You have to give them both a get. The chalitza, and you have to give chalitza. V'lo yamrina tiskil abaylas beer beget. V'lo chalitza v'tift rav chaberta bebeer min chalitza." Like Lechura, since you gave Bia to the second one, Midiraisa, that takes off the Zikr altogether. So Midiraisa, there should be no more Zikr, you shouldn't have to have Chalitza here. True, Midrabon, you can't stay married to her anymore, so all you should have to do is just give her a get. How come we had before, if you make Maimah first and then a Bia, so you have to have Chalitza? What's the din Midrabon, that after a Bia Psula, you have to have Chalitza? So more stuff like this, Amri, we say like this, a Bia Achar Ageti, if you want to say that you gave the first one a get, then you give the second one a bia, exera bia racha raget, mishum bia racha chalitza. We have to be afraid that people will say if you make chalitza with the first one, and then you made bia with the second one. That's what it said, bia psulas yeshach reklum. Rashi says, exera bia racha raget, we'll soon see. Yeah, bia achar get mishum bia chalitza. Di amr tiskila beget osle meimer midikan ye bia achar get be bia gredoso alma ma yusi v'yosle mivul akatchila chalitza. People think after chalitza they can make bia osle akatchila. Like if they'll see you gave the get to the first one, right? So they'll say, that looks like chalitza. So then people are going to say, and then you made beer with the second one, and that's all you have to do. So people think even after you give chalitza, still you're allowed to live with the second one. That's what we wanted to make it know, that when you gave a get first, looks like a chalitza, and then you make even to the second one, we want to say that beer is no good. Now, vi beer acha maimer, let's say you made maimer with the first one, and then you made beer with the second one, why is that no good? He gzera beer acha maimer mishun beer acha beer. We're afraid if people say the second beer is good, they'll say sometimes you miyabim one, and they'll still think you're allowed to be miyabim the second one also. So if Rabbanan had said that if you make maimer with the first one, the beer with the second one does not help. We have to look as if that beer doesn't help at all. That's why with Rabbanan the second beer doesn't help, and you have to give a chalitza. Now, my time on the Rabbanan, hay chalitza psula, ein achre klum. How can Rabbanan say though, but by chalitza, whenever you give chalitza, nothing helps afterwards? Is I'm going to say like this, my ligza, what kind of examples could we make? Nigza chalitza achar a get. Let's say to one you gave a get first, and then you gave chalitza. So what should be the gzera? Mishum chalitza racha chalitza. At most you make a gzera, let's say first you give one chalitza, and then you go and give the second one chalitza. So Gemara says, what's wrong with that? Kol kiyani techlatz v'teizel? You're not doing any yisra v'raisa. Even if you gave one a chalitza, you can still go and give the second one chalitza. There's nothing wrong with v'raisa. So therefore you can't make any gzeras. Like even if you gave a get to the first one, and then the second one you gave a chalitza, we stop right there, you don't have to go further. Like the kasha was, let's make a gzera, chalitza psula doesn't help. No, what's wrong with a chalitza psula? There's no gzera's midiraisa. If you want to say people come to make a chalitza after a chalitza, so what, not doing anything wrong. Right, ligza, let's make a gzera, chalitza racha maimer. Let's say what's going to be in the case where you gave your first yavama maimer. And then the second one he gave chalitza. So the Mishnah says in such a case, the chalitza helps now midiraisim, midirabonin, there's no more zika. True, you have to give a first one a get, that's all, but not another chalitza. The question is, why not? So what do you want to make a gzera? Mishum chalitza racha biya. Let's be afraid that after you make biya first, you give chalitza to the second one. So Gemara says, otu chalitza racha maimor, miloi boy get the mamoroi. Don't you have to have a get the mamoroi? So what's wrong? People know you have to give a get. Is chalitza acha biya nami, boy you get libiyosai. If you give chalitza after biya, also after you get libiyosai. So Rashi says, Michum chalitza acha biya. The loyleitza lemeima, people should not say, yivoma kenusa yoitza machalitza. Maybe it's exera, people shouldn't think that once you miyabim, huh, that you go away with chalitza, boy get. Loyos lemeima, Rashi, people won't come to say this. The yoto chalitza racha maimer, in the case where he gave maimer first, and then he gave chalitza. Miloy boy get the mamaroi. When the din is before, you have to give a get still. So same thing here also. Even if you made chalitza first, and then a biya, people are not going to come to make a mistake. They're not going to think stam another chalitza helps. They're going to know a get is good. So therefore, there are no gzeres here. Therefore, a chalitza psula helps. Ein acha chalitza klum. The only shalom is by a biya psula. There we say yeshach reklum, because when the rabbanon the rakzer is, what you have to biya means something. All right, stop over here.